This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American. I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Okay, big deals, huh? NewCaliforniaState.com is the big deal. That's the place to really go to, NewCaliforniaState.com. And also, NewCaliforniaState.com. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I've just got it on the brain. I have no idea. I've driven thousands of miles over the last couple of weeks, and I have no idea why that pops up in my brain all the time. Anyway, but also A21R.com, A21R.com, all the different stories going on right now. About, Brexit. We just covered the Brexit thing. And Bojo, Boris Johnson. They call him Bojo. He calls himself Dude. Hey, Dude. The E for energy. Energized. Dude. I know. Listen, you're going to have to listen to the show on the podcast. And you can get our shows on podcast. Thank you very much. And iTunes, iHeart, all of them. All of them are out there for us. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to kind of get down to it. What's going on in Venezuela? This is a big deal. You know, Venezuela. Venezuela blames electromagnetic attack for blackouts. This is from AP. Caracas. The lights were returning to life across Venezuela on Tuesday following a massive blackout that crippled communications, froze the Caracas metro, and snarled rush hour traffic, officials said. Energy Minister Freddy Brito. I'm not making it up. That's his name. Brito. B-R-I-T-O. Said power had been restored in the capital of Caracas and at least five of the other South American nations, 23 states. Partial power had returned to another four states, he said. We're moving forward in the recovery of the national electricity system, Brito said, adding that workers at the state-run power firm Copeclec, there you go, Corpo Electric, there you go. Gosh, that was tough. Yeah, I took 2 years of Latin. I should know that one. We're committed to returning life to normal. Officials said they were suspending school and work Tuesday for most of Venezuelans because of the power failure. The outage hit shortly after 4 p.m. on Monday, and officials blamed an electromagnetic attack against the nation's hydroelectric system. Government opponents said years of mismanagement and corruption leave the grid vulnerable to failure. They tried to hide the tragedy by rationing supplies across the country's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, said on Twitter, but their failure is evident. They destroyed the system and they don't have answers. Sounds familiar? PG&E maybe out in California? You see, the attempt here in California is to nationalize, you know, PG&E, make it part of the states. It's bankrupt, so the state's going to take it over. See, that's the gig. Bankrupt these large private corporations like power energy corporations, the ones that the utilities, bankrupt them, and then let the state take it over and get all the cash receipts from all the electricity. Well, then pay your. Why would we make it up? Venezuela is the role model for California. So they've got the socialist in there, Maduro. He's still there. Guaido is supposed to be the elected one, but he's not. They didn't want to go to the violence trip to overthrow him. They're just going to let things kind of go crazy. Oh, Puerto Rico. Don't worry, I'm getting there. So now we got this whole thing with the power failure stuff all over the place, which is starting to look a lot like California is going to look shortly. With all the power outages, because of the wind, there's too much wind, and then we might have sparks and fires. You know, I find it very interesting that for years and years and years, it was very seldom that you really did hear about fires being started by electrical lines being blown down. Yeah. That's, I'm telling you, I lived in the mountains for years. 9 years. Never had a fire from any of the utility lines. I lived in the foothills for 40 years. We never once had a down utility. We did have a very big fire in Southern California that I was involved in, and we almost lost our house. Last ditch stand of literally putting water on the roof and all that stuff and setting up a system using the pump from the swimming pool. We did it the last minute. That's what saved our house. There's no question about it. But it was a desperate scene. And it was caused by a power line. And you know how the power line caused it? And this is one of these things with a Santa Ana winds crop. An airplane crashed into the power line, and the power line hit the ground, and a fire started. The pilot died. But, you know, you see it. But, yeah, that was that's how it started. And it was a windy time. It was the Santa Ana winds were raging. But the line did not come down because the wind. An airplane hit one of the towers. So I'm sitting here thinking, when I hear these stories about the wind and everything creating all this problem for the PG, it's just another bogus thing. It's another bogus thing. It's a state takeover. So Venezuela, here we come. We have to sing a song about that. Venezuela, here we come. You know, and it's not just, listen, guys, I have to break this news to you. It's the rest of the United States, too. This is supposed to happen to also. This is what they want to try and do to destroy the United States of America. They do this in all socialist countries, by the way. It's power and control, and clearly electricity is control. So, you know, we Americans, we go out and buy more, you know, generators and solar panels and things like that to sort of subsist, right? We will defeat this kind of ideology. It's the same thing as what, you know, when Obama was going out and going to try and take all the guns and what did everybody do? They went out and bought more guns and ammo. They understand it. And even today in California with all the oppressive gun laws, people are still buying more and more guns in your face. Go ahead. You want to see what my – that I own? Sure, go right ahead. See if you got the people to enforce it. And they don't, by the way. But then there is New California, which, of course, changes the paradigm altogether for a lot of this stuff. It gets rid of all these different organizations and false governments and regional governance systems that have – they're ruled, literally. And that's – they're ruled by their own little dictators, non-elected officials. Excuse me. It's time for cafe. I am not even sorry or apologetic for that. Anyway, come on. Give me some time here. Got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about Puerto Rico. So socialist states, here we go. Venezuela. Puerto Rico. And how Puerto Rico plays in the New California subset. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The Puerto Rico Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico violence. I just plugged that in. You know, it's this is what are the there's it's kind of interesting. All of a sudden, there's no Puerto Rico stories. There were plenty of stories in it. Isn't that weird? Let's see. Puerto Rico. Wave of daytime killings has Puerto Rico on edge. When was this? This must have been a long time ago. Puerto Rico riots. How's that? We'll go to protest. How's that? Protest. P-R-O-T-E-S. I don't know where this all went. I had it up. I was queued and it's gone. I don't know why that is. Puerto Rico protest demand. Here you go. Thank you. I mean, this... I'm sorry, but I don't know. This is from the New York Times yesterday. I don't want the Times. I don't want the New York Times. No New York Times for you. This is like the second time I've censored the New York Times. Let's try CNN. Let's see. This was on the 18th. Protests in Puerto Rico. Now, this is stuff that's been ramping up. And so we can go back a few days here. And Mike Hayes and Elias Hammond, and this is from CNN. I do want to, at some point, okay, there's some units of CNN that are still the old CNN, which was very good reporting back in the day. And usually their international CNN reporting is pretty good. It's top notch. It's world class. And I, you know, I'm just saying, telling you like it is. I just have to do that. But protests in Puerto Rico. This started the other day. The protest in Puerto Rico is in a state of unrest after a series of protests this week. Okay, so Puerto Rico is going crazy. Now keep in mind, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. Get it? And I believe that they have assembly, they have the House of Representatives, and they have members of the House and a senator, that they can't vote, which is interesting. Why Puerto Ricans are angry? This is some of the stuff that they have as a cover sheet here. The demonstrators were sparked when nearly 900 pages of leaked chats from a governor's private Telegram messenger group obtained by Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism were published over the weekend. The governor remains defiant. Listen, so this is not a good thing because there's so much corruption in Puerto Rico. Chris Street had business dealings years ago in Puerto Rico. And anyway, it's kind of a crazy thing. You have the mayor, you have the governor of Puerto Rico, and they're all in bed, you know, with evil, basically. So nearly 900 pages of leaked chats from a governor's private Telegram. And it's got a link. So what is it? Shocking. This is the day before. So this is on the 17th. So this is a building event. And this has direct influence on, guess what? New California. Shocking. See, I mean, I give you the show prep thing about, well, I give you the preparation. I give you a role model for California. That's Venezuela, right? Venezuela is just further on down the system. We're going to break down further. We'll have to get up to 500,000 homeless. Right now it's 200,000 in California. Then things will start to really shake out. The diseases will spread. Okay, anyway, but getting to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a territory, and Puerto Rico can jump on as a state through an act of Congress. And normally, when you bring states into the Union, you bring them in twos. Now maybe you are getting it. Right. So Puerto Rico's political crisis. Now this is from CNN. They've got an audio. They've got a clip. Let's listen in. This New York Times just from David Balotti. But I don't want this. This is a commercial. Give us the real story here. Anyway. Yeah, this is Ryan Sanchez reporting here. We'll see if this is what they got.
Protests are set to resume in Puerto Rico after several very tense moments this week. Look at them. This was the scene as crowds were tear gassed on Monday.
Look at that. That's in San Juan. The governor there is refusing to step down despite growing calls after messages with very sexist and homophobic remarks were leaked. Rosa Flores is in Miami covering the latest. He's not denying any of this. He's just saying I shouldn't have said it.
He's being defiant, Poppy. He is digging in his heels. And even though he has apologized, he's saying, I'm not going anywhere. Take a listen.
My responsibility is to continue working and provide you with these results. One will always face different challenges. This is a big challenge, but at the same time, we must fulfill our objectives.
Now, there's been reaction from Puerto Ricans all over the country and, of course, on the island. Even presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren took to Twitter this morning in support of the protesters that have been taking the streets on the island, in Miami, in Orlando, asking for the governor to step down. But, of course, he's being defiant. He is not doing that. And the situation in Puerto Rico seems so unstable that even Royal Caribbean canceled the stop on the island, saying, in essence, that they don't feel it's safe for tourists to stop on the island. Now, all this after about 900 pages of messages were published by the Puerto Rico Center for Investigative Journalism. Now, these messages were exchanges between the governor and 11 of his top aides and cabinet members. They date back to December 2018 and January 2019. And they are against politicians, celebrities, even members of the media. And they have a very nasty tone. Some are homophobic, some are profane, misogynistic, and some of them even take a very vengeful tone against politicians, including the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz. But again, Puerto Rico is still reeling from Hurricane Maria, and now it's being, in essence, caught in this political storm that is threatening the governor and his administration. Two of his cabinet members have already stepped down, and last week, two of the former administration officials were arrested by the FBI for federal corruption charges. Jim and Poppy, so a lot of fallout already, but the governor, again, refusing to step down.
Shocking. Aren't you shocked? So, that was last week, and he's still equally defiant today. Today, he's equally defiant. I mean, what's a governor to do, right? What is a governor to do? Now, this is yesterday. No, this is the day following, so this is the 18th. This is the message that came out on the 18th. San Juan Mayor to Trump, who, by the way, is quite the corrupt person. Cruz is her name. Carmen Yulín Cruz, in responding to President Trump, called her a despicable and incompetent person who I wouldn't trust under any circumstance. That was last Thursday. Oh, dude. You know, the president is just to the point. He's a battering ram for these people. Because these guys are extreme leftists. You got to remember something, that Puerto Rico was one of the prized toys, if you will, of the Clintons. Shocking! Kind of like their own little island paradise. Shocked, are you? Shouldn't be. A lot of children came from Puerto Rico to the Clintons. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pressman and the Agenda 21 Show.
Overnight, the chorus in Puerto Rico demanding the governor's resignation grew even louder. Police once again lobbing tear gas to break up the crowd.
The protesters converge here in the streets of Old San Juan, right in front of the governor's mansion, like they have for more than a week. But this day was different.
It was the largest demonstration by far. Hundreds of thousands of people from across the island brought San Juan to a standstill.
There's been rampant drug corruption, and we need a change, and we need the governor to resign.
Protesters here included pop star Ricky Martin. In New York, demonstrators at Grand Central Terminal did not think Governor Ricardo Rossello's announcement that he would not seek re-election next year was enough.
Everything that was said, I assume responsibility for. I apologize for it.
On Fox News, Rossello reiterated he would not resign immediately, though he struggled to explain how he would stay in office.
Governor, you're not able to give me the name of one person in Puerto Rico who supports you continuing as governor. Is that correct?
I can. So the mayor of San Sebastian, for example.
But the mayor of San Sebastian tells NBC News he actually does not support the governor.
Oops.
The political crisis has exploded since nearly 900 pages of a private group chat between Rossello and several close aides were leaked and published. The messages include personal attacks on rival politicians, anti-gay slurs, and even jokes about the dead after Hurricane Maria.
That's why I'm here, to represent all the people that we lost
Damaris Lopez says her sick father died in the chaotic days after the storm.
You can't imagine. Can't imagine.
For her and so many others here, this is about much more than private.
Yikes. You know, that's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? I would say that it's probably not a good position to be in if you're the governor of Puerto Rico. It kind of takes the heat off of the mayor, who had some interesting comments about, where am I at here in all this little deal? Okay, I'm here and I'm going to stay there. I'm going to go there. This is what was said this goes back last week now. So to kind of give you the flavor, that remember Donald Trump ripped the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, for the corruption. I mean, this is billions of dollars that have gone into for relief aid there. And again, this is a Clinton territory as far as I'm concerned. So you can well imagine what the level of, what the level is going on there. It's just absolutely sheer craziness, if you know what I mean. So you've got this mayor now. This is what she writes. She said, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz in responding to President Trump, who called her a despicable and incompetent person who I wouldn't trust under any circumstance, on a tweet last week. Cruz has been urging people to join demonstrations in Puerto Rico. Protesters are calling for the governor, Ricardo Rosello, to resign after homophobic and misogynistic messages that were leaked. And you heard that just now. This NBC report is today, just a couple hours ago, actually. So Yulín Cruz shot back at Trump by saying this. Now, and again, this Cruz, the mayor of San Juan, wants to take the heat off her. That's really what it is. Let's blame the governor. It's his fault. Yes, it's his fault, all this corruption. And, you know, how's my friends with all this money? It's one of those kind of deals. I mean, it's just, it is absolute chaotic corruption, right? So she shoots back by saying this. This is not about you. This is about the dignity of the Puerto Rican people. See, now she's like high and muddy. She continued, I also understand you cannot condemn corrupt, misogynistic, homophobic, and abusive behavior. After all, if you did, you would be passing judgment onto yourself.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oh, no. You think that phases Donald Trump? I mean, this is an opportunity. It's just, they're just eating themselves here. Because on a normal day, Cruz and the governor would just be cruising together. They'd be cruising the corruption wave together. They'd be riding it. But now, no. Listen, the governor is down on the ground. Kick him, right? Kick him all. Don't let him up. Just kick him. After all, he's the corrupt one, right? He should resign. He has to resign. And Cruz will put Cruz back up there. We'll put Cruz in there. Really? Wow. That would be something now, wouldn't it? President Trump, you have never got it. It says, President Trump, you have never got it, and you never will. This is not about you. This is about dignity of the Puerto Rican people. So this is the full statement. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it. Maybe Ocasio-Cortez could read it, right? Maybe she could read it. It's pretty amazing, actually. So is California going to go the way of Venezuela and Puerto Rico is the big question I'm asking. Is it? Are there other states doing the same thing, like Washington and Puerto Rico? Which kind of actually looks that way. This place is in Portland that look very much like Puerto Rico. And of course, I mean, and Venezuela. And of course, lots of places in California is taking a long look at that right now. It's really kind of going crazy over there. But here's the deal. What has happened in the past, and I said this before, if let's say the scenario goes through that New California develops and gets into the Congress and everybody agrees, yeah. Okay, then what's going to happen is you're going to get Puerto Rico that will probably apply and put pressure on to become a state. And I think the financial dynamics and the what will happen from a federal standpoint, because the federal government will come in and take charge and take control of Puerto Rico, which it probably pretty much could do right now. But if it was to grant statehood, there could be a deal strike. You want statehood? This is what's going to happen. You have to show you can govern yourself. And by the way, in New California, we can govern ourselves. I feel very, very capable that we can do that. So it's the governance issue that is going on. It's the enforcement of laws and lawlessness that they wanted in Puerto Rico that they got. And so you now have all kinds of chaos breaking out. Civility is lost. See, this is the opportunity when the devil just sort of jumps in and takes over, right? Or maybe not the non-devil. That would be good, now, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you think it would be good? I think it would be good. That if you have the federal government that jumps in. Listen, I'm not a government guy. Don't get me wrong. But there is time. This place is clearly in chaos. Let's see if we got another one. This is a day ago. Let's see what this is a audio clip. Let's see what this looks like. This is from ABC News. And this is about Puerto Rico. This is yesterday's news today. So let's see if we can get some continuity going on here. See how long this. Come on, get through the break here. I don't like this kind
of
stuff.
It's out of Puerto Rico tonight. Governor Ricardo Rosello speaking just moments ago amid calls for his resignation. Protesters coming out by the thousands this weekend, outraged over his offensive comments in a group chat that was leaked to the public. 1 million people expected to take to the streets tomorrow. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in San Juan.
Tonight, mounting pressure for Puerto Rico's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosello, to step down as tens of thousands continue to take their outrage to the streets. The anger stemming from a group chat leaked.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Now to the breaking developments out of Puerto Rico tonight. Governor Ricardo Rosello speaking just moments ago amid calls for his resignation. Protesters coming out by the thousands this weekend, outraged over his offensive comments in a group chat that was leaked to the public. 1 million people expected to take to the streets tomorrow. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in San Juan.
Tonight, mounting pressure for Puerto Rico's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosello, to step down as tens of thousands continue to take their outrage to the streets. The anger stemming from a group chat leaked more than a week ago between the governor and his inner circle. Since then, protesters at times swelling into the hundreds of thousands taking their demands near the governor's front door. In some instances, clashing with police, tear gas deployed in response.
When do you think these protests will stop?
I think it'll stop when Ricky resigns.
The governor reportedly meeting with leaders of key agencies today. This after his press secretary resigned earlier, upset because she says she was called corrupt in front of her young son. Others in the governor's inner circle leaving their posts because of those nearly 900 pages laced with sexist and homophobic language. In one exchange, an aide mocking dead bodies piled up at a morgue from Hurricane Maria.
People think it's just the chat. It's not just the chat. There is a lot of stuff underneath. Corruption, the sense of trauma about Maria.
But tonight, protesters preparing to up the ante, the island bracing for the biggest demonstration yet.
Tom, the governor addressed the island moments ago. He said he is not resigning, but he will step down as leader of the party and he will not be seeking re-election. There is an island-wide strike planned for tomorrow, and organizers expect about 1 million Puerto Ricans to hit the streets, once again calling for his ouster.
Well, and they did.
The Shawn Mendes.
They showed up today to protest in Puerto Rico. Wow. I mean, it's kind of interesting to watch this whole thing really play out. I mean, it really truly is. You'd never think that we'd see this in America. Well, you know, and keep in mind, everybody says, well, it's not America. It is America. This is a territory of the United States of America. That's what you don't realize, but it's true. Absolutely true. Puerto Rico. Let's see if there's any more live protests going on right now. Oh, this is 1 hour ago. 30 minutes ago. We have more, 48 minutes. Oh, let's go to the Miami Herald reporting on this right now. Ah, even better yet. Okay, so we're going to do this one. I'm going to go to the Puerto Rico holds massive protest. CBS, that's this one. It's done. Okay, this is one from the Miami Herald about Puerto Rico and the things that are going on there. Here we go. This is just a report 3 hours ago.
Fuerte lo que fuerte.
is Puerto Rico. I guess I have to give you the blow-by-blow here. Well, this is all in Espanol. No reporting, no reportage, but this is what was going on last night. Okay, but I want to go to, let's see if we can go to another one that's CBS News. This is...
Protesters in Puerto Rico remain defiant as hundreds of thousands demand the island's embattled governor resign. Violent clashes erupted overnight in the capital of San Juan. Demonstrators clashed with police across the city. Officers fired tear gas at groups as they marched near Governor Ricardo Rossello's mansion. So David Begno is in the middle of this all, and he's joining us now from San Juan, where at least it looks like the streets are quiet. Are you close to the governor's mansion, David?
Oh, yeah, sure. The governor's mansion is just, I'd say, 200 yards behind me. So this is Calle de Fortaleza. Fortaleza is the governor's mansion. You can still smell tear gas in the air right now. Look at some of the damage. So you've got new graffiti. You've got windows that are broken. Some of what protesters, and I want to stress, this is not all protesters. It was a handful, threw at police officers yesterday, but it was pieces of cobblestone that they were picking up. This is a vehicle that burned. The Puerto Rico police just arrived to go ahead and take pictures of the vehicle. If you look inside right here, our photographer Kent will get a shot. That is the gas canister, which police fired last night at protesters. It landed in the back of this vehicle, and the vehicle caught fire. The man who owns it, his name is Robbie Santiago. He is right there. And I interviewed him. I thought one thing that was interesting about what he said was, he said, David, I participated in the demonstrations earlier in the day, those that started in the morning, Anne-Marie, which we talked to you about yesterday, where the protesters shut down a major highway that connects San Juan to the rest of the island. He participated in that. He was not participating last night. He was with a friend, but he saw images of the car on fire on television. His mother actually called and said, hey, it seems to be getting really tense down there. He came out to check on things, and his car was on fire. I should show you this. These are some of the canisters that we've picked up that were fired by police at protesters. And it hasn't happened every night, but almost every night it's gotten to the point, right around 11 o'clock, where police move in, tear gas is used, pepper spray, smoke bombs. But last
and the whole nine yards. Listen to this one. This is an interesting one. This is Tulsi Gabbard weighing in. You know, the one that we like?
You got
Tulsi Gabbard. From Hawaii.
Democratic candidates for president have called on Governor Rossello to resign. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii is among them. She traveled to Puerto Rico this weekend to support the protesters. And Congresswoman Gabbard joins me now. Thanks so much, Congresswoman, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
So if the governor resists calls to step down, what would you encourage the people of Puerto Rico to do?
Look, from what I heard from them, they're not going anywhere. You're going to continue to see these protests until the governor actually does resign. They are sick and tired of not only hearing and getting an insight into these leaked chat messages and the conversations that were happening between the governor and his administration. Really what that pointed to was just opening the window into the corruption in his administration. And as you can imagine, people are still struggling with the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. They're still remembering their loved ones who suffered or even who died because they didn't get the care that they needed. They didn't get the water they needed. They were not able to get the access to the aid that was sent for them. So this is coming from a very deep-seated place of long-standing corruption that really is driving these hundreds of thousands of people to turn out all walks of life, people of all ages, really inspired by this love that you heard of, this love for each other and their home and care for their future. And I think that's where we're not going to see this go away unless the governor does the right thing and resigns.
So you've called for other candidates running for president to go to Puerto Rico and call on the governor to resign.
Yeah.
Other candidates have expressed their solidarity through statements, but why do you think it's necessary to go to the island itself?
Because it's important to make sure that Puerto Rican people know that we stand in solidarity with them, to hear their voices, to stand shoulder to shoulder with them as we collectively call out an end to corruption.
Okay, now, and again, what gives her the authority to do that, Tulsi Gabbard? What, I mean, these are, that's a foreign country. It's not a foreign country. It's part of the United States of America. It's a territory. She's the only one, she is the only one of these candidates that gets it. Elizabeth Warren calls it from a distance. Oh, yeah, he should. We're with the people. Really? Are you really with the people? How about being on the ground with the people? This girl's a combat veteran. Hello? She's still a major in the military. U.S. Army. I think she's a major as a reservist, National Guard now. But she's an officer. She gets it. She's going to go put boots on the ground. Her boots. And you think that she couldn't be a president? See, I think she should be part of the Trump administration myself. I think that's a good idea.
This governor is a part of considers himself to be part of the Democratic Party, and I think it's important for us as Democrats, you know, for all of the candidates, one of us will be elected, and we will be the leader of our party, and we have to show the strength and courage and leadership to call out corruption, even when it's happening within our own ranks.
Shocking. She's saying that as a Democrat. What is wrong with this world? A Democrat saying that sounds a lot like a conservative Republican. How about just a good American?
Because this is about putting people first, about putting our country first, and setting aside any partisan political interests in the process.
Wow. It's about outputting our country first. It's about all those things that are required to become a good nation. Oh, yeah, she's a Democrat, and she's saying everything that I would want to hear. That's just kind of odd coming from the Democratic Party, though, isn't it? Any Democrat who says that, just you're sitting there scratching your head. I'm telling you, if you really want to see a dynamite individual come around, it would be her. It would be her. Joining up with the Trump administration. That's my opinion. And I can, listen, I can have my opinion on my show because it's my show. But I really believe that to be true. I really believe that if she was to join with the Trump administration before the election, because it sounds to me like the Democrats are probably going to wash her out. I mean, the field of Democrats that are running for president, they're going to wash her out. So she's a high value politician. She makes a lot of sense. She understands the situation and the circumstances. She's been in the military. She's a loyal American, and she gets all the stuff that happened with the Clintons and Mueller. She certainly knows what happened to the President of the United States, the framing of the president, and the coup d'etat that's just still unfolding with Mueller. She gets all that. She understands that. And she understands the anti-war sentiment of the president. The two of them are in line, aligned. In other words, this whole thing about trying to go to war with Iran, right? The warmongers want them to do that. She does not represent that. She's right in line with the president. So I say there's a lot of things. There's 90% of what she espouses, it's Trumpian. That's why I say you need to take a long look at her. Anyway, we've got to... The end of the hour is here. I cannot believe it. What is wrong with us, right? Anyway, we've got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio in the next hour, so stay with us. We're going to be reading those grievances. And we're also going to be talking about, you know, the circumstances that we find ourselves right now in making the new state of New California and the dynamics, if you will. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And get your dev system. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Stay with us.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.